Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, follow-through buying is expected to develop early today, although volume is likely to remain sluggish in the first part of trade. The strong underlying surge in the market on Thursday sparked technical support through the live cattle and feeder cattle trade, which is expected to spark additional buying interest. Although beef values have been slow to react at this point, it's likely that additional fundamental support will return to the complex. That's about probably early next week based on strong underlying support. Cash and cattle trade remains sluggish following light trade in the south. On Wednesday, we're looking at asking prices at $127 today. The rekindled support in the last few trading sessions in the hog futures being driven by underlying expectations that a trade deal with China is close. The definition of just how close is uncertain, although there are hopes that there will be more information released throughout the remainder of the week surrounding the current trade talks taking place in Washington. The continued focus on African swine fever is creating more demand for pork supplies and allowing traders to remain bullish. On the grains, wheat markets are lower today following the lead of row crops and shaking off the stellar export sales report posted yesterday. Exporters sold 25.9 million bushels last week, which was five times the level needed to hit the USDA forecast. Total commitment of 893.7 million bushels are up 6% from a year ago, although the USDA is calling for a 7% increase. Corn futures are weaker this morning, back and filling from Thursday's gains and consolidating as we head into the weekend. Corn received no help from last week's export sales report, which showed commitment missing the level needed for the second week in the last four. And soybeans are weaker this morning following yesterday's impressive session, which had May futures knocking on the 200-day moving average for the first time since March 22nd. Now, we're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, April live cattle up 177 yesterday at 127.55. June was up 257 at 121.57. August up 245 at 118.22. April feeder cattle up 157, 146.32. May was up 280 at 150.07. And April hogs up 50 cents, 79.57. May was up 242 at 90.82. Kansas City wheat, May up 2 3/4 at 439.5. July was up 1 3/4 at 455.25. Chicago wheat, May down a quarter penny at 470 3/4. July was down 3/4 at 473 3/4. May corn is up 2.5, 365 1/4. July's up 2 1/4 at 374 1/4. May soybeans up 7 3/4 at 906 1/2 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.